Well, good morning and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray together as we come to God's Word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that you open our eyes once more and also our hearts and our minds as we come to your Word, that we may see in it the truths that you have written there for our benefit. We thank you that we know that even these things that were written so many years before Jesus were written for our sakes, as our New Testament tells us. So speak to us, we pray. Lift us up where we are downcast. Encourage us where we are forlorn. Make us full of joy in the Spirit which you have poured out upon us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So our verse this morning is Proverbs 15, verse 15. And it says this: all the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Let me read that again. All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. So here we have two outlooks on life. And you have a choice to make this morning, which one is going to be yours. This person who the verse calls the oppressed or the afflicted is the person who is under the burden, who is weighed down by life, who looks at the day stretching out before him and can see only misery and struggle. The days are dark, everything that comes presents difficulty, and he or she hardly knows how they will get through today, let alone tomorrow or the days following. This spirit is oppressed. And the contrast on the other side is this person with the cheerful heart. This person is uplifted. His eyes, her eyes are bright. She, he looks to the Lord and is glad. They look to him for his goodness and they are grateful for his faithfulness, this God of theirs who is their Father who loves them. And they see in tomorrow the workings of the hand of the benevolent, faithful God who loves them and is determined to do good in their lives for his glory. So here it is. Which one are you? Are you the afflicted heart or are you the cheerful heart? Note, this cheerful heart that has the continual feast might still be sorely dealt with in life, might still be under the burden, might still be struggling with troubles, but nevertheless, because the heart is cheerful, so is the attitude and outlook on life. Lifted up and full of light, full of joy. And these are the things that the Spirit of God brings to those who are born again in Christ. So if you're not a Christian this morning, let me say this to you. Maybe your outlook on life needs a little attention. Maybe the way you are seeing the world around you is just a very human perspective and has little to do with the God who made you. Maybe it's time for you to come to the Saviour, his Son, who should be Lord of your living, Lord of your days, the Lord of joy, the Lord of life. And he will pour into you the abundance of life that he promises is his children's by right. So if you're downcast this morning, and you may have cause to be downcast, there may be things that are real problems in life for you. How do you get to this cheerful attitude, this character that actually makes light of the days that follow because they're lived for God? Well, the word cheerful, I guess, is the key. And I'm going to quote a few verses where that verse also occurs, or where that word also occurs from the New Testament. You might remember the paralyzed man lying on his mat, whose friends brought him to Jesus and let him down through the roof. And when Jesus saw their faith, the text tells us he said to them, "Cheer up, take heart, your sins are forgiven." Are your sins forgiven this morning? Then be cheerful in your heart, because God will not count them against you. And you are his, and you are righteous in his eyes, holy in his sight for eternity. He has saved you by his Son, and he has cleansed you, and you stand before him blameless. Here's another one. When this woman who was bent double came to him and just crept up behind him and touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus was determined that she should not go away without knowing that he knew who she was. And he turns and he sees her and he says to her, "Take heart, cheer up, daughter. Your faith has healed you." Or there's the blind man sitting by the side of the road calling out as Jesus passes by, "Have mercy on me, son of David." And the disciples and the crowd try to shut him up, and he's causing a scene. Just don't interfere and interrupt Jesus. He's on a mission. And Jesus stops and calls him to him, and they say to him, "Take heart, cheer up. He's calling you." Well, he's calling you today, you see. He's calling you into his ways. He's calling you to come before him, this Lord Jesus, who is Lord of your life. He wants your heart to be cheerful, because you are in his purpose too. And here's my favourite one. When Jesus is coming to them in that boat, and they're hard pressed to row and make headway, and he walks on the water, and they think it's a ghost, and they're frightened stiff. But Jesus calls to them and says, "Take heart, take courage, cheer up, it is I." And maybe you, in the fog of life, sometimes lose sight of that. Maybe you don't see him, even though he is there and he is coming to be with you. And you need this word today, that even in the midst of what seems to be so much difficulty and darkness around you, Jesus is there and he's calling to you. Be cheerful, take heart, take courage. It is I am here, and I will never leave you or forsake you. So how do you look at tomorrow? Are you this afflicted heart which makes so much heavy work of it? Is it all so doom and gloom? Or are you the lightened spirit that knows that its burdens are borne by Christ? And in doing so, he takes the weight of the anxiety from you, and you can trust him with your tomorrows, and you need to trust him for your today. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we ask that you cheer our hearts. As the hymn says, who can cheer the heart like Jesus by his presence all divine? So lift our spirits within us, we pray. Whatever life has brought us, help us to walk it with him, knowing that he is within us. He is with us. He says to us, "Take heart, it is I." Amen.